For common sense, life, and money tips, listen to The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknights at 6 on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
It all started with pretty humble beginnings, selling pumpkins by the honor system along the roadside, and it became a very, very big, big venture, Country Corners. Kind of wrapping it up, calling it a career, Bruce Curry joins us here this morning, the owner of Country Corners. Bruce, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning.
Well, thanks.
Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. I say, well, thanks for joining us here this morning, Bruce. I know you're pretty busy. You got a big sale coming up this weekend, which we'll get to. You know, I know when we had you on last year, we talked a lot about the history and the start of this whole thing and kind of the humble beginnings of it. But in some ways, you're almost your own worst enemy because you kept growing the darn thing and it got so pretty darn big for a guy to handle.
Well, that's exactly what happened. It just gotten to the point where the business had gotten too big for one man to run, and not having a whole lot of other people that were interested in it, I just had to sooner or later call it quits. It hasn't been easy because I'm missing all my customers.
Well, I know, and I know people are missing going there. I mean, I've been by several times and like, oh, it's just so odd not to see it, the parking lot full of cars and lots of people there. Well, let's talk a little bit about your decision, Bruce. Obviously, yeah, it grew into something huge and probably more than you ever expected. I'm guessing, you know, especially when you first started selling the pumpkins along the roadside, you didn't expect it to become what you ended up with.
I would say that when I started growing pumpkins and a coffee can on a post in my front yard, I did not expect the United States President Barack Obama to come and thank me for doing it. No, I didn't expect that.
Absolutely. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I tell people that, you know, the business, I thought it'd be something that I could do and sell pigs and plant corn and pumpkins and everything at the same time, but it just got to the point where people loved it so much that I had to make a choice, and I'm glad I did. I really, really have enjoyed helping people. Last weekend was our first weekend for the sale, and I spent almost the whole 3 days just walking around and helping people in my business that are now buying my products, and you know, they're going to carry on the tradition. So it won't be an alpha, but there's going to be other people still doing it.
Well, I guess in some ways that's kind of bittersweet as well.
It is. You know, my wife, she shed a few tears on it, but you know, my father told me once upon a time, there's two ways to run your life. You either help people or you keep all your knowledge to yourself. And I made the decision to help people, and I'm still going to help people. I'm just not going to be doing it in alpha.
Bruce Curry, the owner of Country Corners, he's wrapping it up, calling it a career as far as Country Corners itself. A big sale coming up this weekend that we'll talk about. Well, I know, Bruce, you and I had talked when you first announced off the air, when you first announced that you were going to be shutting it down. And I know you had some hopes that maybe somebody else would be interested in kind of taking it over. But obviously that was just, I mean, maybe kind of tough. Was it more location, or why were you surprised you weren't able to get somebody else who was interested in doing it? Or maybe they just saw how hard you had to work at it, and none of us wanted to work that hard.
To answer that question, for about the last, 5 years, you know, I've had several young people that thought the business was fabulous, but it's really hard to understand when you run your own business, you're the last person to get paid. And, you know, it's also the regulations and everything that the government makes you do. I mean, they're good regulations, but it makes it difficult. So unless you really want to work extra hard and you're the one that understands everybody else gets paid first and you pay for your own health insurance, you know, those were the challenges. So, you know, most people, unless you're an entrepreneur like myself, it's kind of tough to go out there into the business world and get started.
Well, yeah,
that
not to mention
part.
Yeah, first one there every day, last one to leave every night, and as you said, the last one to get paid. You got people relying on you to make a living and take care of their families.
And then, you know, the thing is, you're dealing with the weather. The last few years, I actually made this decision before COVID, so this pandemic had nothing to do with it. But you know, the last few years, we've had several rainy weekends in October, and, you know, when there's 3,000 or 4,000 people on the property, everybody's happy, including Bruce. But when it rains and there's nobody there, it's pretty sad.
Yeah, and that's tough on everybody involved, especially you guys, you and the people that that worked for you as well. Talking with Bruce Curry, the owner of Country Corners, calling it a career. Bruce has given it up, and I guess that in some ways the timing couldn't have been better. Obviously, like you said, you made the decision before this whole pandemic started, but some ways the timing couldn't have been better.
For me, the timing could not have been better. I have several friends in this business, you know, and they're all trying to figure out what to do, and they still want to be open. They're just working on trying to do things with the health departments. And I actually, one of the reasons why when you contacted me last month, I wasn't ready yet, is because I wanted to make sure that all of my great customers in Galesburg, I just had to, you know, Galesburg I have to love because they have been very loyal. I got two businesses that I want to tell people to go to.
Sure.
Camp's Apple Orchard in Roseville. That's Rick Camp and his family. They have a absolutely beautiful operation. They bought my jump pad. They bought my pavilion. They bought my cannons, and they're a family that's going to be there a long time. So I would say Camp's Orchard would be an excellent place to go. And the Corn Crib Nursery down in Coal Valley, Derek down there has bought quite a bit of my equipment, and he's got an excellent operation. And I'm working with both of them. They're just really good people. Not saying that the rest of them aren't good, because I know Buffalo's got a nice patch. Probably the Wofsy's got a nice patch. But those two people have bought a lot of my stuff, and I'm working with them personally. So if you want to see me, I might even be there.
All right. Yeah, and places that whether you live in Galesburg or the surrounding area, neither of those places are very far away, just a short drive. And in fact, anybody going from here to the Quad Cities that goes on 150, not only would they go by your place, they would go by the place up there in Coal Valley as well. And yep. Then, you know what? Not unlike you, that's a place that's expanded a lot over the last few years.
Oh, yeah. Yes, it has. It's a nice young family man that's bought that operation, too. So, you know, those two businesses probably aren't going to be like me, where they're going to outgrow a one-man operation.
Bruce Curry, the owner of Country Corners, joining us here this morning. Well, you know, they had the moniker Bruce-a-Lantern. Bruce, does that stick, or what do we call you now? Retired?
No. I'll always be Bruce-a-Lantern, and good. I'll always be the president's pumpkin patch.
Yep, absolutely. What an unbelievable day that was. And a connection to that for me, Bruce, that same day when the president had made an unscheduled stop here in Galesburg, and he went out to the high school and was taking pictures with it. It was picture day for the fall sports teams, and he was taking pictures. That there was one picture that was on like almost every newspaper around the country with the volleyball team. He actually had his arm around my daughter. So that was kind of a cool thing.
Magic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I know he was a little bit late getting out to Country Corners. Remember that?
Yes, he was.
on a pretty warm day. Yeah.
Yep.
Well, Bruce, of course, you mentioned you had a sale last week, and you got another sale coming up this week. And talk a little bit about what's going on and how it's going to work and your hours of the sale and everything.
Sure. Well, you know, I've been in this business for 40 years. So you can imagine I have a lot of took us 2 months to put everything out for sale. And what we've done, it's kind of similar to, you know, an auction, except there's no auctioneer there. And what we have done is everything on the property has a price tag on it. So you just come out and you walk around, and we've got people out there helping you, and you look at the price. And if it's something you're happy with, we've got for sale. We've got this weekend, I don't want to put anything back in the barn. As you know, I actually have the property sold, I believe. So what we're doing is a 50% off sale. So there's some things that are really, really nice. Like I've got some buildings. I got some really sharp antiques. I got some livestock sheds, flea market items. I got apple cider slushy machines, nacho machines, all kinds of things, cash registers. And you're going to be able to buy them for half price. So, I mean, the sale is Friday and Saturday from 9 to 3 and Sunday from 10 to 3, rain or shine.
Well, we suggested here on our show this morning that if somebody wanted to be really, really nice, we could use a slushy machine and a popcorn machine here in our building. I think those would be perfect for us.
You could probably afford them this weekend.
There you go. So tomorrow starting at 9 o'clock, 9 to 3, or tomorrow on Saturday, And then Sunday as well. All right.
10 to 3 on Sunday.
10 to 3 on Sunday, the sale at Country Corners. Again, now you've got most, if not all, the items listed on your Facebook page, don't you?
We have quite a few of the items listed on the Facebook page, but there's, you know, well over 1,000 items, and so we can't list them all. But, yeah, there's a lot of them with pictures on our Facebook page.
Bruce Curry, the owner of Country Corners, he's calling it a career. He's going to retire, but not that he's not going to keep busy, but he's retiring from that portion of the business anyway. But what you mentioned, I think, was it camps, or where did your pumpkin cannon end up going?
The pumpkin blaster is at the Corn Crib Nursery in Coal Valley.
That's in Coal Valley.
And the corn cannons, which are now going to be shooting apples, are at Camp's Orchard along with the jump pad.
Okay. All right. So that's over by Roseville then in Warren County.
Yes.
All right. Well, Bruce, talk a little bit. Go ahead.
I do have one more thing that I would like to say to all the listeners in the Galesburg area.
Sure.
Okay. I got started in this business thanks to Costa Preschool. They came out one day, asked me if I'd do a hay rack ride and a school tour, and I did. They came back, I believe, got on your radio station, told everybody in Galesburg that you need to go out to Country Corner and meet Bruce Curry and go on school tours. And since that time, I've got almost all of the Galesburg School District, almost all of the daycares, and probably half of my customer base, if not more, has come from Galesburg. And I just love all the people in this area. And I just want to, you know, the saddest thing, I'm almost shedding a tear right now, is the fact that I'm not going to see all you people and be able to give you, you know, the fun that I've done all my life.
Well, that is,
I really want to thank the Galesburg area.
Well, that is a great story about Costa, that first group that came out and kind of helped start the whole thing. That's a really great story. Well, Bruce, talk a little bit about what's in your future now. You're going to get to travel. I know you're not going to take it easy because that's just not in you, is it?
Well, no, it's not in me. Parents live to be in their 90s, so, you know, I still got hopefully a lot of life left. I'm going to be a snowbird. 2 years ago, I bought a home in Florida, so I have a home in Florida on a 7,000-acre lake, and we have a beautiful home in Andover where all of our farm animals are, so we're just going to spend the summers here growing giant pumpkins and spend the winters catching 10-pound bass.
Oh, that's great. Good for you. You are definitely going to keep busy then, that's for sure. Well, don't let the gators get you, though. Yeah, stay away from them.
Well, we can see them from my boat dock.
Oh, really? Oh, man. Not that you want to see them, but you can.
We can see them from my boat dock. Yep.
I guess better to see them than not see them and have them sneaking up on you, right?
Yes. Yeah. It's a beautiful place. Yeah. Florida is a great place to be in the wintertime. It's a little warm down there right now.
Yep. Oh, yeah, it is. It is definitely warm there. That's for sure. Well, Bruce. Yep. Man, it's been such a great career. I know you've made a lot of not only kids but adults. You put a smile on lots of our faces with everything you've done there. And I know all the people are sad that you got away, but we are definitely happy for you that you're getting to go out on your own terms. That's for sure.
Yep, and I am going out on my own terms, and you know I'll be fine. And you guys will just have to go find another place to shoot your pumpkins.
There you go. Absolutely. Absolutely. Bruce Curry, the owner of Country Corners, retiring. And again, the sale 9 to 3 tomorrow, 9 to 3 Saturday, and then 10 to 3 on Sunday?
Yes.
All right. So if you're looking, and you can see pictures of some of the things available for the sale on the Country Corners Facebook page, but that's going to be it. And so I guess we're going to see just pretty much some farmland there in the future, huh?
I believe the people that are buying it are going to build a nice home site.
Okay. Well, that'll be good to see then.
Yes,
all right.
It will. That's what I'm hoping will happen, yeah.
All right. Well, Bruce, you've always been great to us. We really appreciate it, and we always had fun when we got out there with the kids. And again, it didn't matter if you had kids or not. It was still adults. It didn't matter. We all had everybody that got out to your place had fun, and that's why we all kept going back. So thank you for what you've done for the area, and best of luck to you in the future.
Thank you, and thank your radio station for everything you've done for me. I really appreciate it.
All righty. Bruce, thanks again.